Glad you're here this morning. We've been talking about knocking, and we've been using this verse and how God is standing at our door, waiting for us to come in, waiting for us to let him in, come in, and change our life, right? Remember that? I know it's been a couple weeks. I've been at camp with these kids, and so if I'm bouncing all over the place, it's because it's a lack of sleep, all right? Hopefully I make sense. Before I talk about the sermon, I just want you to know, watching our kids personally and seeing how they respond to God is a blessing. Amen. Knowing that a revival started on Monday of camp. Wow. God was moving before they even got there. God was moving on the bus there. We had a 6-hour trip. We took 156 teams to this camp. And God was moving. And what was even better is our students said yes,
yes
to God this week.
Yes.
All right? And this is our hope as a church, that this heart, this passion, this movement that God has started is infectious. Yep. That they bring it home, and that they're different at home, and that a revival happens at home, that a revival happens at school, a revival happens wherever they work, a revival happens with their friends, and that I hope and pray as a church that we catch it.
Yes.
That we don't just sit by and go, oh, all those teams, that's awesome. That we are hungry for what they have.
Yes.
Right? And I'm going to talk about that this morning a little bit, because the reality is this. It goes along with the service. The title for me for this service is, Are You Ready? Right? And I really, as a dad, as a husband, later. Anybody? Huh? All right. Are you ready is not a fun question for the person asking. Right? The person receiving is like, yeah. But the answer is, most of the time, I feel like, is not yet, but I'm getting there. Okay? Not yet, I'm getting there. And I want to talk about spiritually, I feel like this is where we live a lot of times. Right? And I want to revisit Luke. For us, Luke 11, 9 through 13 says this, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of you fathers, if your sons ask for a fish, will give him a snake instead? If he asks for an egg, you will give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will our Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? All right, this is Jesus speaking here, right? And this is him being facetious. He's telling you, listen, I'm willing to give you so much more. We give good gifts here on earth. If somebody asks for something, we're not going to give them something that they totally regret, unless you got a humor like me, right? Unless you have humor like my grandparents, right? It's just how it is. Like, we give with a heart that knows, hey, I want to give a good gift. But our Father in heaven gives us even better gifts than we can ever imagine. But this is the question I have for us. Are we ready to receive those? Right? It comes with these three thoughts here, if we remember. Seek, find, and knock. Do we have an attitude that's seeking God? Are we ready to find where God is? Are we knocking at his door, wanting him to come in? Those are attitudes in which I think, for us, spiritually, are very, very vital. I think we can have a relationship with God, but most of the time with God, we have this relationship that again, we talked about it last week, the front porch relationship, right? God has moved. We want to be a part of that, but we are not truly ready for him to be in our lives, to be making the decisions for us, to seek us out, to find us have with God. Many of us have, like, I love God, right? I love the idea of God. I love that he sent his son to die for my sins. He's resurrected. But what does that mean for us personally once I let him in? And then we talked about, too, last week, the first week, we talked about if before we have guests in our lives, in our homes, what do we like to do? Clean up, right? When it comes to God, he doesn't care about the mess. He wants in. Because that's how much he loves you. And he doesn't look at your mess and go, this is who you are. Don't want to ever come back here again. Oh, that was embarrassing. Did you see what they had go on their floor? They haven't touched their laundry for weeks. That's not who God is. He doesn't look at our mess. He looks at us and goes, okay, I love you. Let's sit and have dinner. Let's talk about life. All right? So I want to talk about this idea of it being ready and what camp really showed me about this. All right, we had a bus ride that's 6 hours. We had 156 teens. We had like 40-something adults. We had one stowaway, right? They were so excited, they wanted to be a part of camp too, so they just came with us, right? Cool thing. As a camp director, you're like, oh, no. But it's cool. God moved in that bus because this is what I believe. First off, were you guys praying for our campers?
Yes.
Yeah? I want you to know it worked. Prayer works. Ask, seek, knock works with God. This is how he's telling us to pray in this moment. Ask, seek, knock. We're asking God for our teens to have a moment to seek him and find him. Do you know when it happened? If you've ever been to camps, anybody ever been to camps as a teen, as an adult? What's Thursday night? That's communion night. That's the night that God, like, seems to be the night that just the spirit breaks in. All those things that were leading up to that night, just all suddenly a spirit breaks in and everybody just moves, right? It's the massive altar call, right? And lives are being transformed. I can't tell you how many times I went to camp and got resaved on Thursday night. I was that kind of kid that needed to be resaved every camp. I needed that. I want you to know on Monday, these teens were ready. 156 teens were ready for the Spirit to move, and it happened, and they made that move to the altar already on Monday. They were wanting to make those decisions on Monday because God was already moving in their heart, and they were asking already, they were seeking already, and they found it. And guess what? By Thursday, man, they laid it all out And they were ready for home. They were ready for home. Not because they were just homesick, not because it was really hot, not because like they're tired, because they were excited because they knew they had a mission on their heart that was from God. From Monday on, all the things that they were carrying, all the things that God came in and said, let me rebuke that, let me discipline them, let me move this around, let me be in your life, so because these are the things that you need to acknowledge. Yeah, they worked that out through the rest of the week, but they were ready for it. And it may have been Monday, like, yes, God, but not yet. On Tuesday, yes, God, but not yet. I will tell you, on Thursday, it was, yes, God, take it all. But they were doing the work on Monday. And I think about this, guess what? We have to have that relationship with God going, get rid of the not yets. Be ready. Be a church that is ready to allow God to find us, to seek us, and to be in our lives, to manipulate what we need to let go of. Because this is the reality. I think a lot of us have those things in our life that we go, God, you can have this, but I'm not ready to quite give up that anger. I'm not quite ready to forgive. I'm not quite ready to ask for forgiveness because my pride is there. And the moment that I admit I was wrong, then it shows that I wasn't the right one. God, I'm not quite ready to step out of my shell and serve. Like, we have a community right now that is in need, right? And it is so easy for us to focus on what we don't have, right? It is so easy to go, man, I haven't had AC. Our food has gone bad. It is so easy to get hung up on that. Do we believe that God can provide? Have we ever, like, that was maybe three of you. Do we believe that God can provide?
Yes.
I think we say yes, but we live in the not yet sometimes with that. Like, we think that God can do this, but really I need to step up and do this. Right? What if we didn't worry about the situation that we were living in, knew God could provide, and stepped out, even if our life was in shambles, and decided to be used for God to help and love somebody else, even though things were a mess? Can you imagine the impact for the kingdom in that moment? This is what I saw at camp. I saw a kid, I had a girl, her name is Ashlyn, amazing girl. In the last 6 months, she lost her mom and her dad. She graduated. And all she could think about is how's God in all this? Right? And she could easily live in the not yet. I'm not yet ready to give up this anger. I'm not yet ready to give up this grief. I'm not yet for that. But she realized the grace and the mercy and the comfort of God just saturated her. And you know what she knew from this point on? I need to love people because God loves me. And she has every right to be angry. She has every right to be frustrated. She has every right to be lost. But she knows she is found in Jesus. He sought her. He found her. And now he's seeking to give her reason to live in this world. We are called to do the same. We cannot be people caught in our circumstances. We serve a God that's bigger than those. Right? It's easy to get scared. It's easy to live in fear. It's easy to be captured by all the things in which has happened to us, that is happening to us. Things can steal the joy of our life just like that, especially when we live in the not yet. But the moment that we are ready, the moment that we are saying, I'm ready, let's go, the joy seeps in because guess who is there? And gives us understanding of what life is all about. It's beyond the money. It's beyond the stuff. It's beyond all those things. We know we find fullness in God. Do we believe that? Church, what I saw this week And I think it's easier as teenagers. I really do, because they don't have bills really to pay. They don't have to worry about those things. They don't have to worry about the house over their head. Guess who has to worry about that? Mom and dad, right? For the most part, hopefully.
Right?
But they have their own concerns. They have their own battles. They deal with so much anxiety today. They're dealing with social structures that are crumbling beneath their feet and trying to find out who they are and what they are. And the great thing is, during this week, they found out who they are and what they are because they sought God, they found God, and He came in and changed who they are and became their Savior and gave them their identity. They became Christ followers this week. They don't want to play the game, because this isn't a game, right? This is life, and life is found in Jesus. And the great thing about it is we can look at the world, we can drive down our street, and we can find the misery, we can find people that are in desperation, we can find those people, and guess what are we called to be? The light unto their path. We are called to be the light to this world because what? He shines in us. He's ready to shine in you. Even with the ones that are a pain in the rear, He is called to shine on you. He's called you to love the telemarketers. He's called you to love your neighbor that maybe you can't stand. He is knocking on your door. And this is it. We can live in the not yet. We can. And what's awesome about God, what's awesome about Jesus, is He is patient. And He won't stop knocking. He loves you that much. He's never going to stop. As much as you say no, as much as you continue to deny Him, guess what? Our Savior loves you so much, He stands at your door waiting for you to open it, anticipating it, not angry with you, but embracing you. And the only thing that we hurt the longer we say no is that we miss out on opportunities to be in what God wants us to be. We miss out on opportunities to do the work that God has really designed us to do. That's what He's inviting us to do. That's what He's encouraging us to be a part of. And he's telling you, listen, you can't do this without Me. And so don't worry about your failures. Don't worry about the mess. Don't worry about those things because I've got you. You belong. I'm yours. You are mine. And I will lead. You get to follow. Are you ready? This morning, it's a simple sermon. Very easy. But I think it comes with a loaded question. What is keeping you in the excuse of not yet with you and Jesus? What are you holding on to in your life that He's knocking at, saying, listen, give this to Me. I don't want you to carry it. I want you to be alive and not in prison with this stuff. I want you to be free of this. Lay it at His altar. Lay it at His feet. Are you ready? And what I think we tend to do too is this. We give it. Right? We'll give it to them. But what's easier is sometimes we take it back and go, no. I'm going to have to deal with this. I'm going to have to live with this. It's my addictions and my issues and my problems. I will deal. And God goes, all right, I'm knocking again. I'm here. I love you. When you're ready, hand it over. Right? We serve a God that loves you so much. His patience is godly. His patience is out of this world for you personally. He will love you through your attitude. He will love you through your disobedience. And when He comes in, guess what He will do? He will rebuke it. He will discipline, and he will give you a new life of how to treat people and love him and love others. Right? So my question this morning, are you ready? That's it. Are you ready? As simple as it is, as loaded as that question is, don't live in the not yets. Don't live in the excuses. Believe that God is bigger than our problems, bigger than our concerns, bigger than our worries, our frustrations. Know that he loves you right where you're at, wants to give you his identity, wants to give you his power, wants to give you his resurrection, wants to give you his life to go and live out in this world, that you can do anything and everything through him. And this is what I think we get a little mixed up about this too, about the ask, seek, and knock. We tend to think about that for our own personal needs. Like, will he give me $1 million if I ask? Right? I'm going to tell you, maybe. Maybe. But it will be to glorify him, not to make you rich. Do you understand that? The whole point of this prayer, to ask, seek, and knock, and he will give you of your desires. He will give of your heart. Changes your heart and your desires, first and foremost, the moment we invite God in. The moment we invite God in, we are no longer concerned about ourselves. We are concerned about his kingdom, his life, his call. We live for God. That's our mission. That's our one line. That's our only thought. That's everything that we come. So the way I work, the way I talk, the way I act glorifies and signifies Jesus Christ. All right? Changes everything. It doesn't mean, oh, then I'll get a brand new car if I'm good. That's not scriptural. That's not what God is saying here. That's not how, he's not a genie in a bottle when it comes to prayer and how we treat him. It is a relationship that changes us and our perspective on this world, and we look out in this world and we have the same concerns that God has for this world. You get that? And then we see this world through God's eyes, through his heart, and he changes us, and then we go to people and wait for them and knock at their door with God's power, with God's call. Can you imagine that? Knocking at somebody who says, I'm not ready for this. How many times have you invited to church? This is what I rather you do when it comes to people that need Jesus Christ. Love on them right where they're at, because that's what God is doing with us. Go to their home. Eat with them. Have dinner with them. Be a part of their lives, even if they keep saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. The more you keep doing it, the more you keep loving them, God will move. God will transform, but we better be ready. We better be ready for God to move. We better be ready for God to transform. We better be ready for him to use us. All right? Be ready. Stand with me. This week, as you go through your day, this is my call for you, that you're hearing God knocking on your door of your life. You've been hearing him in certain areas. You're going, I'm not ready yet. Not yet. Maybe next week. Maybe next week I'll share the gospel with my friend. Maybe next week I'll be praying for them. Maybe next week I'll forgive. Church, don't live in the not yet. Be ready. God wants to do a work in your life. Those teens on Monday were ready. And they're moving. And God's moving and changing lives and forgiving people and being part of them and going back to their homes today and worshiping and changing lives in their own culture and their own society of friends, their own life groups. God is working right there. Guess what, church? He is calling us to do the same. Are we ready? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Lord, I pray that we ask, we seek, and we knock. I pray that you come in and that we invite you in and we say we are ready and that we don't live in the not yets. And I pray that you change our lives. I pray the things that we hold back, we release to you and that you change us, you rebuke us, that you discipline us, and we are willing to follow you and hear your voice and have a passion to be the light unto this world that you have given us. Lord, I pray that we are overwhelmed by your presence, that we can't help but show your love. We can't help but see the needs out there and go, okay, I need to fill that. We can't help but forgive those who have done us wrong. Lord, I pray that we don't hold on to sin. I pray that we don't hold on to doubt. I pray that we don't hold on to things that separate us from you, that you come in and we give it all freely to you and say, I am yours. Do with what you want. That we follow you and we are ready to hear your voice and we're ready to hear your command. We're ready to hear your mission. You have called us to go out into this world and make disciples. I pray that we hear that and we believe that this morning. I pray that we put people in our minds and our hearts to share the gospel with this week. And I pray when you present that, we say we are ready. That we're praying for it. That we believe it. I pray next Sunday when we show up to service that we have already been ready to worship you, ready to stored up with prayer, stored up with our hearts to go, you are the God I'm here for. I worship you. I pray this roof comes off with our voices just lifted up with you. I pray a world sees us and is intrigued by us and wants to have what we have. I pray that we become contagious with your grace and mercy, your love. I pray that we are saying yes to you and we are ready to serve you. But Lord, those who are living in the not yet, I pray for them right now. I pray that you give them the ability to get over their fears of saying yes to you. I pray you give them the ability to hand their life over to you and trust you. I pray that they can share your gospel and not be ashamed of it this week. Lord, move in us. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your determination to continue to run after us, continue to knock on our doors, that you will never give up on us. Thank you for being the God that loves us beyond the love that we ever deserve. Lord, help us be ready to receive your Spirit this week. Help us be ready to serve you. Help us be ready to take you in and change us who we are. We give you all the praise. May we be the church that you've called us to be. May we be the movement that you've called us to be. We give you all the praise this morning. Amen. You're dismissed.